Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jamison moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Morgan scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Rip Collins now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball four. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brown. Badgero moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Averill steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Badgero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Melillo trying to get to third. Jameson throws the ball into Montague, who tags Melillo for the out. Badgero moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schulte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgero. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Hodap scores. Averill scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hodap hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Badgero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Badgero moves to third. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.